Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted podcast. Here's DA.
Let me hear you say, hey, yo, hey, yo. It's the Permission Granted podcast. It's Mraz, it's Bogey. How are you, Andrew?
Girls, what's your weakness?
Go!
PGP. Oh,
never mind. You're right. I misread that.
Sorry.
It's another side ab of the PGP for the second straight week. Side ab, I'm calling it. And I see Bogish has a confusing look.
Yeah, Trash Tuesday, the studio. I don't understand how the headphones work. I shouldn't be wearing them, but I am. You're very loud. I'm very loud. One works, one doesn't. I'm very confused. But I'll push through because I'm a hard hat guy myself.
You are a hard hat guy. All
pushing
right.
Pushing through.
So let's start it off with DA calls the show on Wednesday. We're taping this after Wednesday's show. This Memorial Day short week is throwing me off. And he had texted me on Tuesday night. It was probably Tuesday afternoon because his schedule's all over the place. Has the show going, you know, like a father over his project
of
would,
course.
Right? Good. You know, have you met his main question before game seven? Have you pumped Bob's bar once a show? Yes, DA, we're doing that. I said we did a lot more sports, like 95% sports because we were coming off of game seven. That's probably a good idea. I said we'll have more room and do more Bob's bar stuff. So that was kind of our conversation back and forth. And he said, okay. He goes, how's the schedule look tomorrow? I'd like to come on at 9 a.m. Eastern. You know, talk a little game seven, talk a little Bob's bar. I said, that'd be great. I said, to be honest with you, we're having Kevin Wolf return, Billy Jacalone. And with all due respect to those guys, I don't know exactly how much hardcore production we're getting poured into the show.
And we got less than expected.
And
1 hour ended on its own.
Exactly. Yes, if you didn't hear music to end 1 hour, that was part of it.
Or if you heard us talking and not talking, yeah, that's what happened.
That's what happened. So I said, sure, we'll put you up. And as you could expect, unless I'm the one booking the guest, still nobody's lifting a finger there in that department. So DA was our guest on Wednesday.
And really, DA booked himself.
Right. So I said, of course, come on in. I go, no games, let's chop it. So we have DA almost on for almost for half an hour.
He wouldn't shut up.
No, it was good, though. It was good. We did the father stuff, which I thought was good. The Bob's Bar stuff, we had good banter. I thought it was a good conversation, and it was the feedback from the listeners were there. They loved hearing from DA, Daddy DA, and he went on a very long, a screed is probably the wrong word.
It's called diatribe?
Diatribe about how this is the most important job in life, and him experiencing that, and he's all in. He wants to be all in and helping his wife and being a good father for these couple weeks. That's why he's not there. And was prompted by an idiot. I guess he read multiple ones. An idiot tweeter who, I was back on my little Debbie route. And these people just don't get it. And I could tell, man, you want to see a tweet rub DA the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Now I wonder, was he planning on coming on anyway, or he felt the need to address the public about this?
I think that without those tweets, we don't hear from him Wednesday morning.
Maybe not. And it's so ridiculous that he should have to feel like he needed to take time away to do that. So if you're somebody listening to the PGP The Show, we thank you for your diehard listening. But it doesn't make you a tough guy to go, I went back to work. You know what's tough? You know, being up from 1 to 5 in the morning, finding a Roku 85 Bears documentary and learning how to burp your kid. That's tough. Delivering the tasty treats or whatever, the double dogs, ain't that tough.
Yeah. See, this is a really hard conversation because I feel very strongly about these things and I don't want to be mean, dismissive, whatever. But I said it on the air Wednesday night and I stand by it. If you're that guy saying go back to work within 48 hours, you're just wrong.
Right.
You're just wrong.
Now, I'm going to defend myself. I did, but I wasn't bragging about it, and I wanted to take off. I felt like my moving around of my days off with, you know, our job's flexibility, it felt better that I would do it later on where my wife was more or less, I got this, go. It's football season, it deserves to be here. I probably handled that wrong, but I also wasn't like, I went back to work and like these guys are.
Right, and I don't think It's a personal choice.
Right.
So I guess, like, by definition, it's not right or wrong what you do, but, like, the decisions, whatever you choose, does not open you up to criticism from
right.
the outside. Even somebody like me who believe, like, it's science that the longer you're both parents are home with the baby when it's born is better for the baby. And the mom in particular should be home, like, for a year.
And sadly, not every company offers time off.
So it's an American problem, too. This is not a thing that happens in other countries. Even, like, Canada's better than this. It's not even a European thing. Like, this is another thing that we suck about.
Totally.
And that we're way behind the times.
So if it's just about putting food on the table and supporting family because your job doesn't offer it, that's a completely different deal than we're talking about.
But that also means your job is wrong.
Right. I agree.
Like, if your job is like, you've got 36 hours, get back here, then your job sucks.
I agree.
It's not the right way to do it.
But the point is, one of the good perks about our company is that they do allow you this time off. And not to get, like, full detail on how long you have to use it or whatever, but, like, I think you're an idiot if you work here and you don't take advantage of that time.
Yeah, and it's actually...
It doesn't have to be right... Put it this way, it doesn't have to be right away. You have a couple months within the baby being born to use it.
It's this particular company, our new-ish owners that are better. When we were a straight CBS property at the very beginning, when my Jake was born, I only had 4 weeks. It's double that now. That changed when management changed.
I only had 4 weeks the last two babies I've had the last 3 years. The other taps into the job no longer paying, the state paying.
Are you sure about that?
Unless Pete lied to me.
Also, I mean, Timmy is the same age as Peyton.
Yeah.
But I thought it was 8 weeks now.
No, it's 8 weeks. We're getting, like, way off kilter. The first 4 weeks are covered by this company. The next 4 weeks, I think it might be like half covered by the company, half like some kind of state law thing.
So maybe the outside changed it.
Yeah.
Like there's a new law, but whatever. It's changed since Jake was born. I know that for a fact. Maybe the
I use four for each of my kids.
The logistics are different and the funding's different, but I know that there's more time available now than there was in 2013 when Jake was new.
But if this week has taught us anything as a DA show listener, Pete out, DA not here. Even Kaplan's actually using time off.
Right.
Because his kid is less than a year old.
Mm-hmm.
It's spend time with your kids. Like, the jokes, the fart jokes, the takes about the Celtics, they will always be there. And luckily, we've really, like, we are kind of like a family, like, in many ways. Me and Bogues are here. We got it. These three are handling their kids, and we got it. And if we ever had another kid, which I'm hoping me and you, don't bank me on this, but... Hopefully we don't, but I'm saying they would have us, too.
We even were parenting D.A., prepping him for the things that he's not aware of.
Right.
Like, we were the ones that suggested he should start working from home before the baby, so he was there in case the baby came unexpectedly. We didn't want him to be stuck here, that had never crossed his mind.
Which 19 months ago is what I did ahead of Peyton's birth, because it was very touch and go, and I didn't want to be an hour away from home, the water broke, and then boom, you never know.
Yeah.
Use the benefits of it. So D.A., came on. He shouldn't have to apologize or even have that kind of,
He shouldn't have to address it.
No, but he did address it, and I thought he addressed it really well. It was good to hear from him. Also, while Pete is out, I brought up the Bob's Bar Center where Pete has sent me a list of things to ask engineering for. I will tell you at this moment, we are 27 hours removed from that text. I still have not asked engineering.
Good.
Now, I want everybody to make this clear. This does involve actually being able to broadcast from Bob's Bar. The stuff he is asking for are actually quite literally needed to make sure we can have a broadcast from Bob's Bar. Like, that is true. That is actually needed.
Which is unfortunate, because it would be a great bit if you just didn't do it.
Right.
Let Pete not do it, and we got there, and we're like, that was your one job.
So now that I know that Pete is coming back next week, and we still basically will have 2 weeks to figure it out, I'm not going to do it. And I don't think I'm wrong for not doing it. And I'm not fighting with Pete about not doing it. I'm just going to simply wait for him to come back and ask if I ever talked to him, and then, because I know he's not going to listen to this, and then simply tell him, I forgot, man.
So you're not going to now address it with, hey, I thought this was the thing you were
because he's home handling a newborn. He doesn't need my stress. Now, I might poke fun
but
and troll
he started
him.
It.
This is exactly my point. When he returns to work, and he's here in the building, he, for 5 minutes... can go talk to the same people he wants me to talk to for 5 minutes to accomplish the one job he has to do ahead of this.
Is there any...
Am I wrong?
Well, is there any danger...
Of losing the equipment?
Of, like, in the next five or 6 days that the equipment somehow is no longer available on June 16th?
In fact, I didn't put in the request last year because I thought we were going to be able to use something I had at home until 2 days before, and they just had to sign it out. So that's the other point. That's why I'm not panicked about it.
Okay.
And I think that Pete is probably overthinking the amount of time we need to put in this request.
Yeah.
I just found it extremely funny that he didn't just say, can you do this? He sent me a list of things to specifically ask for, the same list I already gave him on what to specifically ask
for.
And it was almost like he forgot we had this conversation.
Right. It's also the same list that he could have typed in an email to the engineer.
Yes!
He wanted you to talk to.
Yes!
So he didn't even save himself really any work by directing it to you.
You're absolutely right.
And because he opened the door here, I don't think you'd be wrong to respond to the text, even though it's not time sensitive, to just be like, I thought this was on your list.
But see, that's where I could be a jerk. I'm not going to be a jerk because I get him. Who knows? He may be sleeping every 3 hours or something too. He's got a newborn and another kid at home.
Yeah.
The last thing he needs is me being a complete douche to him, even if it's deserved.
I guess.
So if he's here, he's breathed a sigh of relief, he's here. Hey, go back during one of the breaks and just go ask them. That's my play. I'm certainly not. Out of pride, I'm not going to ask them. Because this is what Pete does. He's an unbelievable manipulator and shapeshifter of responsibility.
Shapeshifter is a good one. As long as we don't get burned by you not saying it, then that's fine.
But here's the other thing. We didn't have the conversation the day. Like, it's not like we talked 5 minutes later his wife's water broke and he ran to the hospital.
Right.
This was days before he left.
He had time to get ahead of it.
So let's say it ever fell short, and it won't. And it was like, how could you not have asked? No. How could you not have asked? You had plenty of time to ask before you had a kid.
Right. And he's had a long time to know the baby was coming, where he could have gotten ahead of things,
Had
things settle before baby time.
Now, another thing, off air. It feels like we're getting a lot of passive aggressiveness, each of us, a little bit from Carlos with a K about the fact that he can't come to the Bob's Bar Show.
Yeah.
He's hit me up a couple times. Really wish I could make it. Almost like he's begging for me to get him off the shift. Like, A, that's a Pete thing. B, somebody has to work back here.
Right. And the one thing I've done for Bob's Bar so far is post last Friday and the information, you know, that's pseudo-correct that DA created.
Yeah.
I shared that again. Don't forget, we're 3 weeks away. And he replied to that with a wish I could come. We also had a conversation here face-to-face about what's the day like? Do I have time to come once I'm released from this hellhole Friday morning? I get it. I've been there. But you also, like that's, you got to work your way up. There are guys who were here last year who got to get to go this year.
And I'm going to preach this for anybody that can't come to Bob's Bar. And I think we all get lost in this translation. There'll be a nice, smallish crowd at Bob's Bar. It won't be thousands of people because it's a residence. There can't be.
Right? Challenge accepted.
The vast majority, the like overwhelming 98% of people that are going to enjoy the Bob's Bar Show will be doing so from their computer screens or radio dials or, you know, even TV sets, either viewing it or listening to it from wherever they usually consume the DA show. Fair? 98%,
yeah.
And that might be low, right?
Yeah.
Which means that back here, if Pete the Body is on site and I am on site, which I'd hope to be, it's my parents' house, there needs to be somebody capable here. It's not as if we have an antenna at the top of my parents' house that booms out a signal to the rest of the country and sends a signal to SiriusXM 158 and sends a signal to the Odyssey app and to all of the affiliates where you listen. It's not as if that's where the radio show comes and it booms out from there. No. It goes through an internet connection that comes out of our studio in New York City where everything is programmed to. Somebody needs to be able to hit commercial breaks, play sound, because we don't have the ability to play sound from there, whether it be sound check, the opens, bring us in and out of break.
My updates need cuts.
Your updates need cuts. The show still needs to sound like a show, and it doesn't do that unless somebody capable of knowing the DA show. Now start doing the math. Boyle's getting oiled. He's got to be there.
Right.
Connor Green, he got a full-time job. We never see him on the DA show anymore.
Gone.
We saw Billy Jockalone and Kevin Wall today. We missed the end of a break, okay, at one point. We did.
Not we, they.
Who else is left that knows and runs, and this should be a compliment to Carlos, runs the DA show capably well?
Yeah.
Carlos with a K. He's one of our stable of young people behind the scenes that does a good job. The reason he's getting the working behind the scenes is not because he's being punished. It's because we need him.
Right.
We need him.
And it probably means that next year he gets to be a Bob's Bar Show because there'll be a new Carlos that we trust a year from now. And it sucks, but it's like Bilotti.
Boyle ran it last year back at the shop.
Exactly.
Specifically did.
And it's like Bilotti being mad that he never goes to Super Bowl Radio Row, but we don't need Pete's job there.
Yes.
We need Pete's job here. That's why he's never traveled, because his job is here. It's not there. This job needs to be done here. And Carlos is qualified. He's part of the family. But he's also, he's like baby AJ.
Right.
He's new. He doesn't get the first crack at Bob's Bar Hill, but he'll get the second next year.
So anybody teetering also on coming to the Bob's Bar Show? I got another tweet from Cigar Smoking Dude. Ironically, wanted to know if smoking cigars were okay in the back. So I think cigars are fine. Cigarettes are fine. I would just ask, let's not ash and breathe in all the young children's faces that will be there.
Right.
You know, like, I understand. Like, having a cigar is fine. But, like, just be courteous of, like, for instance, Peyton's 19 months old. I don't think that she needs you breathing the cigar smoke and giving her the second hand
right.
in the face.
Right. I mean, but also, too, your first daughter, Eli, she ate thrown up spaghetti off the ground.
That wasn't ideal.
What's worse, that or secondhand smoke? I don't know the answer.
I don't know.
That's tomorrow's poll question.
I don't know. But no, bottom line is that's fine. Don't be lighting up some marijuana in the back. Don't,
right.
My mom's going to get annoyed at that. All legalization arguments aside, it's still her residence. Be fine
about
it.
There are some rules.
There are some rules. Look, you want to moonbeam off an edible, do so before you walk in. All right? Do that. That's fine. There'll be plenty of alcohol. Bring your own. Have a good time. Do so responsibly. If you are driving, you know, consume to a responsible level.
Yeah.
Here. Don't roll out of there. Don't let Zach Gelb have to give you your keys in a sloppy state.
Or not give you your keys.
Or not.
Back.
That would be, yeah. Because Zach Gelb's going to have the power of your keys. That's
right.
A good point.
I think, by the way, that I think that might be one of my my party favors. I think I might go mimosas. That's a morning drink.
Oh,
a little
okay.
Champagne and orange juice, maybe.
Yeah, that's nice.
Right? Not too crazy to start.
That's nice. That would be nice. That'd be very nice.
All right.
So we'll see. But either way, you know, it should shaping up to be a good show, and it's here, man. I mean, in past years, we were already done with the Bob's Bar Show by now. We already done. It
That's
was usually
right.
leading into Memorial Day weekend. So we the babies have pushed this show back a little bit, so we're 2 weeks away.
And, you know, I don't want to knock on wood. We have no idea what DA we're going to get on that Friday.
Well, look, I think you're going to get the most well-rested of him in a four-week span because he's in a hotel room. But he also might be so trained to get up, he could have a bad night's sleep in a
right.
hotel room.
And one night does not reset.
And you know what? He hasn't experienced yet. And we all experienced this. I had to go to Miami for the Super Bowl with DA. Taylor was 2 months old. And then I was in Las Vegas last year when Peyton was 6 months old for a bachelor party. That you're talking about, like, actually leaving. DA, you're talking about, what, a two-week-old?
Yeah.
First night away, he's going to have some panics.
Of course.
Texting Amber Lee constantly, has everything
or
going.
Or maybe she's texting, like, oh, my God. I mean, I'm assuming at least the grandma's around.
Yeah, somebody will probably help out. But,
yeah.
But that's natural. So
right.
We don't know, man. You could have a DA very... But I think DA's going to be welcoming the idea of being away for a day.
Yeah, but...
appreciate when he gets back home.
But the exit time, you know, we've joked about... Columns written, meetings
right.
had. We cleared all that stuff. We didn't clear the baby.
This That's still a might... lunch express out of there.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. No, for sure.
I think the over-under is 11 a.m.
So just understand this, too. We love and we want everybody to come and partake. It's a unique event. And to be honest with you, like, we hope this show goes on forever. Things change year to year, man. Like, you don't know. Like, any year could be the last year for a Bob's Bar Show with the DA show.
It takes one idiot to mess things
exactly.
up and your mom and dad say no.
And don't be an idiot. Right. There's a lot of factors that go into it. So if you do come, just understand there are plenty of things to do when it does wind down. Don't fully expect, like, a 12, 18-hour bender at Bob's Bar. You may not feel like a stranger. You're still kind of a stranger. But overall, I think a good time will be had by all. All right, folks, we can wrap it here.
All right, great.
First side, ABPGP.
I love it.
Where can we get you on Twitter?
At MoisterPork.
Okay. You can get me at CigarSmokingDude1. Take care, everyone.